Joining us right now is Bill Card, the Prince William County GOP chairman. We're assessing the fallout from Election Day on Tuesday. Bill, good to have you with us on Mornings on the Mall. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Vince and Mary. I feel like I know you. It's glad to be with you this morning.
Well, we're grateful to have you. Very nice of you to be here. And, you know, but we got a tough conversation to have because, you know, in Prince William County, the Board of Supervisors there was a 6-2 GOP majority, and it just flipped. Democrats now have 5 of those 8 board seats. What happened in Prince William County?
You know, I think it's hard to generalize on every and on these things, but I think we can. You know, not all races are created equal, nor are they executed equally. Mm-hmm. So there are variations, but the number that keeps sticking in my head is 72,000. You know, in 2013, 72,000 people showed up to vote for Mitt Romney, and about that number voted for President Trump. On the off years, the following years, only 43,000 voted for Ken Cuccinelli, and about 46,000 voted for Ed Gillespie. So we have this huge drop off between elections, and that is. Had those people come out to vote, we might have done this. Might have been a very different conversation this morning. And you know, particularly with last year, with the drawing a name out, or 2 years ago, drawing a name out of a bottle to see who won. You would think that kind of, you know, votes count. What message would have gotten out?
There was also, though, and we've heard this across Virginia with different locations, different counties, you had problems with your ballots as well in Prince William County. What happened and how many ballots were affected?
It actually was a very small number of ballots. The there were 3 precincts that had ballots that had the front page printed also on the back page. I've been through that, the registrar, at the registrar's office, and apparently the scanner detected that almost immediately. The worst part about that for us was that at least one polling station was kind of turning people away and asking them to come back an hour later. So there may be some number of voters. Well, there certainly is some number of voters that were turned away. We don't know how many didn't come back. We launched a robocall to all our folks in those 3 precincts,
yeah,
about 4:30 to try to get them to come back. But we don't know how big an effect it might be. Impossible to know.
Bill, there's a silver lining change in the election results in Prince William County that we're just seeing overnight, which is that the sheriff's race there, Sheriff Glenn Hill, had been defeated by Josh King, the candidate, the Democratic side candidate. But King, who wanted to get rid of the 287G program, which cooperates with the federal government on immigration enforcement, it looks now, after a further vote tally, that Glenn Hill is actually winning that race. What is the status of that race in Prince William County?
He has won, and it's my understanding that Josh King has not challenged the result. I think there was some misinformation that went out initially, in that the sheriff's race as a constitutional office included Manassas and Manassas Park as well. Unfortunately, Sheriff Hill did lose the vote total in Prince William County, but the Manassas, he won by a sufficient number in Manassas City to overcome that delta.
Wow.
So, yes, I mean, that is, I've often described him as the most popular Republican in the county. He is, and we proved it Tuesday. But, that's a fantastic outcome for us and the security of, you know, people in Prince William County.
All right, Bill Card.
Thank you.
Nice to have you with us this morning. Thank